Good evening, afternoon, or morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is not Paige Hake.
And my name is not Craig Michael Patrick.
Yet we're reasonably certain this is still...
Career Chat. Light on the introductory material for this episode of Career Chat, because the content of our interview is pretty strong and we'd like to get right into it.
On a side note, we ask you to forgive my laborious breathing during this episode. The microphone had actually adhered to my left nostril due to a tragic superglue accident, which snowballed into an even more tragic nail polish accident.
We began this episode with a single question in mind: how does one engineer success? To help us answer this question, we interviewed Drew Herman, a 2007 Miami alumni with a degree in engineering management.
Drew connected with Caterpillar while here at Miami, and it was a perfect fit for both Caterpillar and Drew. So we asked Drew how his education at Miami University helped him prepare for a position at Caterpillar.
Well, I think the first thing is that Miami's got to focus on really a well-rounded education. My major, at least initially, is engineering management, and that's by itself kind of a well-rounded degree. It's 70%, 60% technical engineering, and then a large focus in business. And that's prepared me a lot for kind of dealing with some of the more business side of things while still working on a daily basis with engineers. So that's been really, really beneficial. On a broader sense, the Miami plan, while being kind of a little, sometimes being a little frustrating because the classes that you didn't expect to hold you back or to, you know, be as hard as they were, you know, giving you some good experience. And I was able to take a lot of classes that I wouldn't have necessarily taken going into a more technical engineering school. Most specifically, I would say I've taken HR classes, I've taken marketing classes. I've had a lot of experience with recruiting and interviewing. I have a lot of experience with some of the more business-focused software. The other important thing to add is that at Miami, I was able to take a lot of opportunities for leadership, both within the academic community as well as personal activities. I was president of a fraternity and also was a recruitment chair for a fraternity. And those both gave me a lot of leadership experience. And coming into my position now, I really know how to work a team environment. I really know what motivates people. And with Miami, I was able to get a really good technical foundation, but also a good social foundation for how to just deal with people. And you know, that whole well-rounded sense, kind of how Miami prepared me for my job at Caterpillar.
So leadership components and business classes overlapping engineering classes all assisted Drew with his role at Caterpillar. But how did Drew initially connect with Caterpillar? And even more importantly, how did Drew know it would be a good fit working with Caterpillar?
Well, initially, I did most of my recruiting and interviewing through Miami Career Fair. I went to the career fair as a freshman both times. I went pretty much every career fair, spring and winter, since I was a freshman. And I had basically signed up to go through all of the different engineering companies that showed up at Miami. People kind of have negative attitudes towards the recruiting and the career fair, and everyone says, okay, so they're just recruiting business majors, but there's actually a lot of opportunity there, and there's a lot of really good companies. And it's interesting because, if anything, it helps that those people who are proactive to really stand out, because, you know, the people, everyone who's sitting there thinking that there aren't any opportunities at the career fair are the ones that aren't going to the career fair. And the people who are really proactive, have a good resume, show up. And I met Caterpillar there. I also, several other companies, I got offers from a couple of them, and that was kind of my approach. Now, if I had had difficulty with the career fair, I would have looked other places for opportunities, but I had my hands full with interviews going through the Miami Career Fair. As to why this was a good fit for my career, I kind of have to give you a background about the program that I'm in with Caterpillar. The program that I'm in is a three-year rotational program. Each year focuses in a different area of operations or business. My position right now that I'm nearing of is a procurement or supply chain position. What's interesting about that is I'm actually getting a lot of experience with manufacturing, but looking from the other perspective of the business side of things. I'm working in global purchasing, dealing with suppliers, dealing with customers, and largely focusing on, you know, improving supplier processes and trying to develop, and my focus is in electronic suppliers. something that I really didn't expect I would be a good fit for, but it's actually been an excellent opportunity. I've gotten to visit a lot of suppliers, and that's been really interesting because I've been working on process improvement from the outside, developing suppliers and the other two positions that of this 3-year rotational program are first line operations supervision, which is a great career step. You know, if you're successful in operations supervision, you could be successful anywhere. And certainly in Caterpillar, there's a reason that they're trying to get people that experience early because it's so beneficial. And it also is kind of a good proving ground for leadership. And then the final position, which is not actually final, the third one that I'm talking to is more of a technical manufacturing engineering position where you are a process owner and you basically rearrange the manufacturing line, you balance the line, you bring in new processes, you order equipment, you work with raters and try and learn how to improve the process. And so my engineering management was in the manufacturing, and so it tied perfectly with my major. I had a really well-rounded experience, and I'm one of those people who likes to do a lot of different things. So it was just a good fit in general for me because I got to do a lot of things. I have a lot of experience in a lot of different things, and I'm going to get some really early career experience.
We can tell Drew feels he has gained some valuable career experience while working at Caterpillar. What we don't know is what activities produce this experience. We want to look behind the scenes of an average day at Caterpillar, if one could really call it average.
Well, as you kind of indicate, there is no such thing as an average day, but I kind of gave some highlight of what my position is like. And a lot of what I do is organizing and purchasing and our suppliers into teams and work towards process improvement. Now, what's kind of neat about that is I'm working on very early stage designs that will go to production in a couple of years or go to production in a few months. But all of the products that I'm working on are future products. So it's a really unique area to be working in. I'm basically working on process improvement with suppliers pre-production. So helping them set up their manufacturing line, helping them come up with ways to improve their manufacturing processes, helping them with some of the quality documentation. And then I've also gotten to do a lot of scheduling trips. I've probably traveled twice a month inside and outside the country. And I'm working with a lot of different people. And if anything, networking and working with people is a majority of my job. The rest of it is coming back and reviewing all the work and material that my team has basically pulled together and do a lot of presentations as well.
It sounds like Drew has made some serious progress since attending Miami University and that he really enjoys this new role. We would like to leave you with some advice from a successful Miami alum, more specifically Drew's advice to his fellow engineering colleagues on landing a job in the field.
Well, I think my first piece of advice is to find something that's within your core interest area. If you like aviation, if you like planes, you know, look for a company that offers that. For me, with Caterpillar, I enjoyed the mechanical engineering side of things. I like the large machines. And, you know, this is cool stuff that I'm working with. These are, you know, big products. There's dump trucks that are 3 stories tall that I get to help build. And I mean, not just dump trucks, but backhoes, wheel loaders, everything. And it's just a very cool product. And it's something that the business itself is exciting. And that kind of is something that's important to motivate you. You've got to be excited about what you're working with. Also, I would recommend customizing your education to support that goal. For me personally, I kind of knew that I really wanted to get into project management. I really wanted to get into manufacturing, and I really catered my education to that and got a lot of experience in that area. And that, in turn, made me very marketable and very competitive in getting into this program. And I also studied abroad. I studied in China, Korea, and Japan. That was a very marketable experience, and it was also just a very good learning experience. Blood Caterpillar has a huge focus on the Asian markets right now, and it was a perfect fit for me and Caterpillar to look there. And I don't know if I would have enjoyed or would have been as excited about my career opportunities if the Asian markets weren't as much of a focus here at Caterpillar. I would also say that you want to pick a company, and I kind of alluded to this, but something that you feel represents you. You know, I feel I'm proud to be, you know, part of Caterpillar, and it's the same kind of thing where, you know, the products are cool, but it's an upstanding company you want to be represented by, and you're going to be day in, day out. So that's part of it. The other thing is be proactive. Just to get positions, you need to go to the career fair. You need to go to, you know, any of your friends who are in the field. Ask them, ask your friend's parents, what do you recommend for finding a job? And do all of this early. Don't be surprised and wait until the end of your college career and then, you know, start looking for career opportunities. You need to make some contacts and try and pick up some names. I did have some other opportunities outside of the career fair too, and I highly recommend that just so you know what else is out there. And also talking to people who are in a similar field, you get an idea for what the market's like, you get an idea for what they're looking for, and also kind of help you pick what experiences you want to focus on in college.
Chat is brought to you by Miami University Career Services, music created by the most excellent Italian band Last Minute. Please email show requests to careerservices@muohio.edu, care of Craig Michael Patrick. So leadership components is...
Word soup.